Okay. Must you? As soon as I start recording, bird?
I apologize for any background noise you hear. My mother has a bird. But... oh my gosh. Oh, that's not the button I want to do. Okay. Today, you're going... well, if you want to. I'm going to be making an apple pie with me. I'm already 3 apples in of 8, and it's really up to personal preference what you use, but I am using 4 Granny Smith and 4... must you? You are covered for a reason. 4 Granny Smith and 4 Honeycrisp. But should Honeycrisp not be... Honeycrisp not be in season, when you are listening to this, use whatever. I got a lot of bullshit about if you use all Granny Smith apples, it'd be too tart. But I mean, do whatever you want. If you like sour apple pie, use sour apples. But, I mean, this is assuming you don't just want to go to the store and buy a can of apple pie filling and dump it in a pre-baked crust. I am using a pre-baked crust. Because fuck making your own pie crust. Did that 1 year. Never doing it again. Also, at the moment, I am currently, I'm cutting the apples and making this pie as if I am on a TV show sorting drugs. You know how they're all just sitting at the table in their fucking bra and underwear. I'm in a bra and leggings. Because I was wearing a sweater. It was getting in the way. So I said, fuck it. I took it off. I'm also wearing fucking nitrile gloves. Because when I did this last week... yeah, technically last week. When I did this on Wednesday... I had a boo-boo on my hand. I don't know where the fuck it came from, and I don't know where the fuck it went. Pulled a Cotton Eye Joe on me, but... it really fucking hurt after, like, 6 apples. You're getting in there, and... it's... your fingers are just fucking sticking to your hands because you're covered in apple juice, and it's just like, oh my god, why? And of course I didn't think to get up and wash my hands, but... I just figured, why wash your hands if you're just gonna get them dirty again? Because they were already clean. They were just covered in apple sticky. So, I don't know. Things like that just doesn't make sense to me. Like, last night, we changed the deep fryer oil because my brother had made fish. But he changed the deep fryer oil, I can never say that right, it's a fucking tongue twister, just to make more fish. He changed fishy oil just to make more fish, and he had only just made the fish the night before. And, like, I don't get it. Why are you gonna waste all that oil just to fry fish one time and then change the oil again? That might just be me. Oh, also, in lieu of an apple corer, I don't know if I already said this, I can't fucking find our apple corer, so I'm using a melon baller. It actually works pretty well to get the cores out. But fucking family wanted a homemade apple pie as far as fillings went. And, I mean, apparently I'm the baker, because I have nothing but free time on my hands. So, yeah. We went out and bought a bag of Granny Smith and a bag of Honeycrisp, because they were easier to get than picking out normal apples. Because, why not? Bag of dog treats. Anyways. So we had 8 apples in each bag, and each pie takes 8 apples, so do the math, you can make 2 pies with 2 bags. Puppy, don't do it. I apologize for any animal noises. There's a lot of animals in this house. Specifically cats, go away. There's a lot of cats in this house. And for those of you who know me, I don't like cats. Not one bit. Oh my gosh. This is such a pain in the ass. Now I see why my mother doesn't make pies anymore. Nope. All up to me. It's all up to me to make shit. And again, my mother works night shift, so... who am I to judge? I'm gonna make audio porn, so. Oh my god. Only a few people know that. I know people who, or know of people, rather, who don't really care that they do this. I don't care either, but, like, telling it to my family's one thing. My sister-in-law knows. One of my... A few of my few friends know. I only have, like, 3 friends. Cupcake is antisocial. But that's okay. Antisocial people are the best people. Although I don't think I would get along with most antisocial people because I don't like cats. We're gonna be here for a while cutting these apples, just so you know. Because it took me... Well, I've been here for 5 minutes and I'm just done cutting the one that I started, that I had when I was doing this. Starting this, rather. If you can hear the glove sticking to the cutting board. Yeah, that's not fun. That's why I'm wearing gloves. Because when that shit happens to your hand, it's painful. Not really, I'm just a pansy. But that's besides the point. Also, if you are cutting apples, a lot of apples, like for this, if you're following along with me, this will have been in the description of this post, but you need a big bowl of water and citrus juice, orange juice, lemon juice, lime juice. I personally have lime juice because that's all I have. I could have used a little bit of raspberry lemonade, but that wouldn't go well with an apple pie. Yeah, that keeps apples from oxidizing, and oxidization is why your apples turn brown, in case you didn't know that. From previous experiences, I used cold water last time, and they still seem to oxidize a little more. Well, I mean, they're sitting in a bowl of water for like half an hour while you're fucking cutting 8 apples a half at a time. But I'm using warm water right now, and from what I can tell, they seem to be doing a little bit better. Oh, warm water's a lie. That was hot water. But they are doing a little bit better this time around. It doesn't really matter anyways because they're gonna end up baked, but you just don't want a dry apple. Dry apples are not good. Also, be very careful when you're cutting your apples. I am not competent with a knife. It's a fucking miracle that I've managed to do this much twice without cutting myself in any way, shape, or form. No, I didn't burn myself making that, making the last apple pie. I burned myself doing something. Oh, I was making chocolate chip cookies. Yeah, a few weeks ago. I'm making chocolate chip cookies and I burned the fuck out of my finger. So, yeah. Thanks, Trump. Okay. Ow. That was my finger on the bowl. I might need more water. Alright, well, as of the moment, are you watching me? Little kitty. At this moment, I am done with the Granny Smith, but I'm going to get more water. What? Thankfully, the table is not that far from the island where the sink is. And if you think my kitchen having an island makes me luxurious, I live in a trailer. So. It's just a really oddly designed trailer. Like, a queen bed would not fit in my room. Anyways, starting with the Honey Crispies are a lot fucking easier to peel. Oh wow. Why did I start with the Granny Smith this time? I love Honey Crisp apples. Honey Crisp apples are my favorite because they are just so amazing. Yes, I know. You see the juice flying everywhere. You can't have my apple, you goddamn pussy. I'm actually talking to a cat. Well, technically.
You're not a cat yet, are you? You're not grown.
Oh, we've got 5 kittens in house. That's not even all the cats. Hashtag irresponsible pet owners. Quit whistling, please. I covered you for a reason. That reason being you wanted to be. We don't have that dog anymore. We do have that dog. That's my puppy. Okay. Usually, if I see any gigantic bruises, I'll try and scoop them out with a melon baller, which is a good idea. If you don't have a melon baller and you actually have an apple corer, or you're just cutting the apple's core out by hand, you can shave off the bruises by hand. There's a little bruise right there. You switched chairs on me. You got closer to me. Yeah, you did. Oh, boy. That does not smell as nice as I thought it would. It actually smelled kind of bitter. Okay. This is gonna be like fucking 40 minutes of me just cutting apples. And that's not even the fucking... That's not even when we're done. Oh, the Granny Smith are a lot bigger than the Honeycrisp. It worked out fine last time. This actually makes a really nice apple pie. This is the first time that I've ever actually, like, handmade an apple pie. Well, technically, this is the second time. Technicalities. But, my finger hurts. Do 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 do. I'm going to have to explain to someone what I tried to say. Fantastic. Da, 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 da. This is a lot of fucking apples. Yes, it is. Do 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 do. Anyways. Try and submerge your apples in your bowl if you can. If it's not a big enough bowl, you're gonna need a big bowl. You're cutting 8 apples. If you try and use a small bowl, you're a fool. Da, 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 da. You want your apples thin, not like paper thin, but relatively thin. And it may be difficult by hand if you're just using a knife like me, but you need to try and keep them at the same width. Why am I acting like I'm teaching whoever's following me to bake? Whoever's listening to this. I don't know if you just wanted companionship while you were making a pie, or if you just wanted to listen to me make a pie, or if you wanted to follow me and make a pie. I don't know. I like to think of it as we're making a pie together. And I would love to see pictures of pies, should they be made. Really? There are 2 kittens on the table right now. Also, a good idea. I will probably have to list, like, all of the quote-unquote good ideas. is to have a paper towel or a plate to put all of your many, 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 many peels on. Unless you're not peeling your apples, in which case, good for you. I was pretty much, well, I was told to last time, but I'm doing it this time because that's what I did last time, and last time it turned out decently well. So, oh, that's a bruise. Ugh. Oh, that's a bad one. It's such a, like... No, I don't have to cut off the entire bottom of this apple, but... It's just a flesh wound. Ugh. Just got sprayed. This is why I'm glad I wear glasses. They protect my eyeballs from stuff. Do you... Ah. everything is getting stuck to everything else. This is fun. Oh boy. Oh, that's a seed. Okay. Hi, Lola. Wait for that one. Oy. Ah! Good thing about having dogs is that should you drop anything on the ground, they'll come and clean up for you. Oh. If you're actually doing this with me, kudos. Because you will know afterwards, unless you've made a pie by hand before, how much of a pain this is. You probably know it now. Ah! Almost cut my finger. I am smart. I am so smart. I am so smart. S-M-R-T. Smart. Okay. Don't hold it like that. Whoops. I just love when you're cutting something and your knife fucks up and doesn't fucking go all the way through. So you end up with a tiny little, like, wisp of what could have been. And then you're just like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this? And you throw it in anyways, because fuck that. Why are you wasting shit? And it just ends up making a nice crispy little bit. So I'm, like, cutting potatoes to make fries. That doesn't bother me. Because I like very crispy fries. I like them crispy. I also like kettle-cooked potato chips. And if you... Oh, I missed a Bruce. If you know the Utz or Utz brand, I never know how the fuck to say it, the lard-cooked chips? Bruh. Like... You can only eat a few of them, because they'll fuck with your stomach. But, oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so good. Good blimey Jesus, they're so good. I have had a habit of getting into an Irish accent for no reason. Or just saying things normally that should be said in an Irish accent, or Scottish, or whatever. It's fun. Because I don't mean to- Hey! No. I don't mean to, but it just happens. Oh my god. It's just like, it's just one of those things that you get into the habit of that you're just like, I probably shouldn't do that, but okay. Kitties? No, this is not your water bowl. Damn it. Go away. Hey, feck off. Like that. Okay. I only have 2 more apples to go. So if you were inconvenienced by the fact that I started with 2 of 8 apples already done, or if you cut and peel faster than I do, if you're behind, feel free to pause this and catch up. That's okay. I don't blame you. I wasn't actually gonna do this, but then I figured why not? Cause I don't think I've seen anything like this on Backstage, as far as I know. I'm trying to recall and I can't. I remember there are a few like cooking related things. I almost once posted walking y'all through a fish tank change when I was changing my fish tanks one time. Because what the fuck else would I be doing? but that was an hour. It was over an hour. Well, this is probably going to be over an hour. But that was over an hour of just talking about things that I was interested in. That, like, how to make your own bubbler is what it technically is. I used it as a filter and it did fuck all. So,
It's a bubbler, which my betta fish don't technically need. They have legitimate filters now. I won't start talking about my fish. Yeah, there have been a lot of audios that I've scrapped, both erotic and non-erotic, because, like, I just don't know what the fuck to do with them. Because, like, I could post it, but who the fuck is going to actually listen to that? Who's gonna listen to an hour of me changing my fish tanks as if you're going to be following me intently and listening to it? I don't even think I saved that on my computer. I think it's gone forever. Oh, that's a bruise. Why are my Honey Crisps so bruised? Who hurt you? Oh, fuck! Oh, you slimy little bastard. Yes, I'm picking half a Honey Crisp apple up off the floor and washing it off. Because I can't do 7.5 apples. Actually, I probably could. Because you always end up with, like, a little bit too much extra. But I'd rather have extra than less. Because with extra, you can do shit. Specifically, I just give them to the bird. Even though she's got 2 apples of her own. Well, 1.5 apples of her own. Ugh. I wasn't even going to make this pie today. I don't even think I was going to make it in general. But shit happens. I got bored and I didn't have anything else to do and everything else was boring me. Because I was already bored. Either I was too bored for it or I was too lazy for it. So what am I doing now? I'm doing something productive. I'm being a good little woman and staying in the kitchen. Sarcasm. I barely know how to fucking boil water correctly. You are a little bit thick. There we go. And cut that in half. Ah! Okay. If anybody's actually making, I've already said this, but if anybody's ever actually making this apple pie with me, good job. I don't know if you already had the supplies and were just looking for a recipe, or if you went out and bought the supplies because you love me that much. It's really not that much. Really, all you have to do is just buy the apples, because I'm sure most people have cinnamon and flour and butter. I'm trying to think of what else. Brown sugar and white sugar. The cinnamon is optional, by the way. If you're allergic to cinnamon, you don't have to put it in there. It's not even technically in the recipe that I'm using. The only one in my family that is allergic to cinnamon is one of my brothers. He's allergic to a lot. He's allergic to latex and all that fun stuff. Nutmeg, too. Nutmeg and cinnamon. Kiwis and pineapple. So yeah, we've gotten used to doing things without cinnamon, but he moved out, so now we feel kind of bad, but like we can do anything we want now. We're not limited by any allergies because we don't think that anyone in the family has other food allergies as far as we've seen. I mean, I'm the youngest, but we've had a lot of time to see about any food allergies. And he is the only one who has any. So, the only thing that I know that I'm allergic to is sulfa. If you don't know what that is, it is the base of most packed pill antibiotics. I found that out because I was, not sick. I had a bladder infection. That's what I have. And they put me on Bactrim, which I believe is sulfameth something. not meth, but sulfa meth. They, I don't know. It's sulfa. And after 4 days of being on those antibiotics, which were kicking my ass, I slept all day. I barely ate. I literally just fucking slept. I hibernated. I woke up one day with a little rash. And it just looked like... It looked like little arm pimples, but they were itchy. So I was like, huh, that's weird. And I was thinking, because the antibiotics were making me so sick, I had a fever. I was like, maybe it's a heat rash. And then I woke up a few hours later and it had gotten a little worse. It was more itchy. And I was like, okay. Went back to sleep. I woke up around 8 or 9 o'clock in the evening. And I walked downstairs and I looked at everybody and I'm like, this isn't normal. I was covered fucking head to toe. Well, technically neck to ankles. In an allergic reaction rash. It was god fucking awful. And they told me, even the nurse at the fucking front of the ER who checked me in was like, oh, honey, you're probably allergic to sulfa. They put you on Bactrim, you're probably allergic to sulfa. But the thing is, I had taken Bactrim before, because about a month after one of my tattoos, it's on my shoulder blade, the left one, in case you were wondering, it's a little curly, dumb, fucking, really badly needs touched up heart. And it says love. It's dumb. Thought it was a good idea at the time. This was when I was probably 16. And it was about a month after that. So that tattoo was pretty much completely healed. It's only about... It's about the size of a Vienna sausage, as far as length goes. So that was completely healed by the time that I had gotten a fucking, like, I don't remember what the hell I thought it was, but it was just this big, just swollen ball in my arm, or not in my arm, but like under my shoulder blade. Made it really hard to sleep, and one day it formed into a bubble. It's probably absolutely disgusting. So I apologize. I will put something about talking about this in the description of this post. But it turned into a bubble. And then one day it popped. And I went to urgent care. And they were like, okay, yeah, well, we're not going to test it. But if it happens again, we're going to test it. Because why the fuck not? I've never been able to fully comprehend that situation. Like, why would you not just test it then? But they told me to... And the thing is, I was so... I have white coat syndrome. And that's just when you're fucking terrified of going to the doctor. I already have bad anxiety. And at that point, I thought I was dying. So I got really, 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 really anxious. And we went to urgent care, and the lady said, she was talking to my mom. She said, I'm gonna do Bactrim. And I, being the dumb, anxious little thing I was, I thought she said back drum. Like when they drum on your back to test for, oh, what do they test for? Well, they're looking for something. It's like, it has to do with your lungs, and they just like drum they on your back to hear how it sounds, I guess. I don't fucking remember. All of my medical knowledge is based off of house. But anyways, if I sound far away, I am. Anyways.
I thought they were gonna do, like, a back drum and drum on my back, so I just, like, kind of sat there and waited for it. And it never happened. So I was like, what are they gonna do? And mom was like, well, they're gonna put you on an antibiotic. I was like, oh, that's the name of the antibiotic. I thought they meant they were gonna fucking drum on my back. For to test for something in my chest. Next we have to start preparing the pour over for the pie. But I need to tell someone something real quick, so give me one moment. Anyways, okay.
You need to get a saucepan.
It doesn't have to be necessarily big because we're not putting a lot in it. What we are putting in it, if I can read the recipe. We are putting 1/2 cup of unsalted butter, which is 1 stick. 3 tablespoons of flour, 1/2 cup of white sugar, 1/2 cup of packed brown sugar, 1/2 cup of water. Okay, so I don't know what the fuck that was, but anyways, we are going to need 1 stick of butter, which I will now get from the fridge. So professional. My butter is salted, but who honestly cares? First, I hope I came out good. If you want to follow the recipe to a T, feel free. I ain't you, and you ain't me. Anyways, we are going to stop it. Melt the butter over medium heat, I believe it was. Sorry about the rattling. Okay, so I apologize for that. My recording keeps cutting out because my phone is slow as fuck. But you're going to take your stick of butter. You can melt it over high heat. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what heat you're going for. But you're going to melt that and then stir in your flour to form a paste. And you might not get a solid paste out of it. Can you stop that little? You might not get a solid paste out of it. I didn't. Don't worry. You and I are incompetent friends. I am awful at everything. Baking included, so I don't know why everybody expects me to bake constantly. Anyways, melt your butter, as that is currently doing for me. And then we shall get our flour. Let's get that ready. We also need sugar of the brown and white varieties. I need to find my brown sugar. There it is. No. No. It's not that. Oh, I don't know where the brown sugar is. Yay. Confusion. That's fun. Here it is. On top of the sugar. And there was dark brown sugar up there. And you only ever use dark brown sugar if you're making gingerbread men. That's really about the only thing you'll ever need, dark brown sugar. That's actually pretty much it. Okay, so first into the pan goes the flour. There's 1 tablespoon. Oops. 2 tablespoons. And 3 tablespoons. That might seem like a lot to you, but compared to the 1/2 stick of butter, or the stick of butter, it's really not much. So after the flour, you add in your sugars and water. And if you are using cinnamon, you add in your cinnamon. I would only use a teaspoon, unless you want your pie to be, like, overpoweringly cinnamony. Ah, fuck. Boiling butter just hit my belly. Because I used a teaspoon of cinnamon, and it was very... It was nicely cinnamony, but a little bit more and it would have been too much. Like, way, way, way too much. Oh, no, I need half a cup. Okay. Is this a half a cup or is this a third of a cup? Is this a half a cup? Well, the third of a cup goes into it, so I'm going to say yes. Okay, so half a cup of packed brown sugar. Doesn't have to be perfect, but just packed. And then half a cup of white sugar. And your quarter cup of water. I probably need to stir that very, very badly, but too bad. Oh boy. Where's a fucking... No, that's a third. Oh joy. Joyous day. Sorry about that. I couldn't find a quarter cup measure, so I have to use another fucking type of measure. I need that desperately, like right now. Is a quarter cup of water, and that's a half a cup. Quarter cup of water really isn't that much. That's a third of a cup. It's only 2 ounces. That, my friends, is what happens when water goes from slightly okay to boiling in like half a second. Okay, so what we need to do after this is, if I can, we need to add in the cinnamon and then bring it to a boil. So where's my cinnamon? Where's my cinnamon? Here's my cinnamon. I'm just gonna eyeball this because I don't want to take the fucking cap off it. Meh. Meh. Okay. It's probably a little bit too much. But we are going to make sure that's all combined and nice and gorgeous and beautiful. Just like you. And we're gonna turn that to 8. Bring it to a boil and simmer for 5 minutes. And I'm going to stop this recording and email it to myself and start another one because my phone is full. And this has been fucking 38 minutes, so I shall see you on the flip side. Okay, so. This is boiling. It really doesn't take that long to boil if you start it on high heat. So we're going to turn that to low and put on a 5-minute timer. And this is when you get your pie crust ready. I might need to wash a pie plate. Yay. Yep. Fantastic. Okay. Thankfully, there's one readily available. That was the other pie. Alright. So you're just gonna let that mixture simmer for 5 minutes. You can stir it a little bit, doesn't matter. Stir it all you want. Just make sure it's not boiling. You don't want to boil it for 5 minutes because then it'll boil down and get small. Okay, so you just want it to be relatively thick so it doesn't destroy your pie crust. Okay. And if, like me, you have to wash out your pie plate, it's fun, isn't it? Okay. Now we have to dry this off. And what you are going to do is preheat your oven to 425. And again, this will all be written down. Your pie's not going to stay in there at that temperature the entire time. This is what I like to call a pain in the ass pie, to where it fucking sits in there for 15 minutes at a higher temperature, and then you turn it down to 350. Until it's done, and I think I burned this a little bit. Yeah, no doubt. Good job, me. Don't be like me. Don't burn your shit. And if you do burn it, I'll fucking scoop it all up in there. I need to wash that off now. Get off of there. Oh, that hardened nice and quickly. That's a good thing. If you accidentally make caramel, it fucking hardens nice and quick. Oh boy. Okay. So. Don't be a dumbass. Don't leave your shit sit for 2 minutes without stirring it. Okay, so now you're gonna wanna drain your apples. Because you don't wanna get them all wet in pie crust. You just gotta pat them dry a little when you're. Putting them in the crust so that way the crust doesn't get all wet and soggy and gross. Because they are going to retain that little bit of water. So now, you know, get your pie crust. I am using pre-made. Where the fuck is it? Oh, joyous day. Oh, there it is, right in front of my face. I'm blind. I can't see, I'm legally blind. Anyways. You take your one, and you can do with the top crust whatever you so please. I'm lazy and can't braid. Well, I can braid, but what I meant is that I can't do lattice well. I tried a few years ago on homemade pie. Didn't turn out well whatsoever. Make sure that your pie crust is even. Because I had to hear this when I made the pie on Wednesday. My pie crust was not even. So there wasn't enough to grab onto. At the same time to pinch the crust. By this point, your filling should have about a minute left on it. Mine has 40 seconds. If you're following this to the T and have everything ready, unlike I didn't. Okay, so you're gonna wanna get your second pie crust, do with it what you will. I'm just leaving it plain and basic, like me. And if you want to make your own pie crust, go the whole nine yards, feel free. Go ahead. You do you. I'll do me. We won't do each other. Probably. That's a Markiplier quote. There's the timer for our filling. Set that on a back burner. Okay, that's gonna cool down. You just wanna have your top pie crust ready. And what we're gonna do first is put the apples in. And you don't have to. I just do it for safety reasons, because God forbid anything bad happens to a pie. Never hear the end of it. You can poke holes in the bottom of your pie crust. Just don't get confused when there's holes in the bottom of your pie crust while you're eating it. Okay, so take your apples, stick them in. You want to mound them slightly in the middle. Not too much, but, you know. And don't be surprised if your apples smell citrusy, because you use the juice to help them stop oxidizing. So you're just getting them all over. Make sure they don't overlap the crust. Make sure they mound in the middle slightly. You can make You can put as much in here as you want. I personally, I feel like it's too much apple, but it's not because they shrink. They get nice and small. A little bit more. And then what we're going to do is take the filling and pour that over the top. And you're going to want to get it nice and all over the place. Because you want this in every little bit of your pie. Nice and delicious. This does make a really, really nice apple pie. Just make sure while you're pouring it that it doesn't run over anywhere, because that's a disaster catastrophe. Cleaning up sticky shit. But just make sure that it's nice and coated and getting down in there. Scoop out as much as you can for the rest of the pie. Scoop out what's not burnt if you burnt it like I did. Oh no. Got it on the outside quest. Ah, that was hot. But good. Almost caramely. I think I made a caramel instead of pie filling. That's okay, because now it's just an apple caramel pie filling. Okay, so. Make sure you don't have any apples in the way of your crust. If you got any filling on the edge like I did, it might just help you there. Might just help you stick it all together. So, take your pie crust, lay it over the top. This is about as simple as it sounds. Make sure it's relatively even. And pinch it all together. Every side, every corner, make a little thumbprint. Well, pies don't have corners because they're round. Unless you're making a slab pie. Slab pies have corners. They're technically all corner. But, oh, there's an apple in there. Get back in there. Make sure it's all nice and pinched and contact has been made everywhere. Hola, puppies. Make sure you can see your thumbprint or your fingerprint all around. That is key to successful pie. Oh, you're folded inwards. That's why you're not helping me out right now. Make sure your pie crust is relatively even. And then we're going to go around and with two fingers, you are going to pinch the pie crust around a finger on your other hand. So you're making like a rustic edge look to it. I don't know. Oh, first, although you're going to want to fold it over every few inches. That way it's not all fucking sticking out and you don't look dumb. If you want, you can do whatever the hell you want with this. Make it your own. You don't have to follow my pie crust instructions, because it's probably difficult to try to follow something you can't see. But what are you going to do? What can you do? You can do nothing. Okay, so once that's all nice and folded over, you're going to pinch the pie crust around your finger, should you want to do that. That's what I'm doing. I'm having a difficult time doing it because my pie crust is dumb. But it's pie. What can you do? But feel free to make your crust your own. If you want to draw a penis in it, draw a penis in it. If you want to make it children friendly, draw fucking My Little Ponies and Barney the Dinosaur. If it's just for you, put your initials on it. That way nobody will eat it. That's how it works in my house. But yeah, this is your pie. Should it be a family pie? Should it be whatever the fuck? You made it. Good for you. Goddamn, my throat hurts. Okay, so. Now what you're going to want to do is take a knife. If you didn't do the lattice like you could have. Up to you. Do whatever. If you just laid the pie crust over like I did, you gotta cut holes in it so it can vent. And I
am going to try and make a Christmas tree. Because fuck Thanksgiving, it's Christmas time now. Do that in. That doesn't match up. My art skills are terrible. And then do that down a little more. This is uneven. Fantastic. And then do that in, and one more down to there. This is extremely uneven. But who cares? I made the pie. It's my pie. There's cat hair in it that I was trying to get. Okay. And if you want, you can make extra little additional slits. I'm doing that just cause. Anyways, very, very, very important. I did not preheat my oven. Besides that, you want to put a cookie sheet under your pie, because otherwise the filling will fucking spill out and boil over, and then the bottom of your oven will just smell like fucking bullshit. Anyways. You're going to put your pie in the oven at 425 degrees for 15 minutes only. After that, you are going to lower the temperature to 350, put it in there for 35 to 45 minutes. I did 40 minutes because I like to go even in between one or the other. And it turned out very nice. It was very, very good. Very good. Okay. For now, I'm just cleaning up. It's gonna take a while for my oven to preheat because I should have been doing that from the start. Why am I taking this half a cup with me? I don't know. Hopefully you're not making pies while you're sick like I am. I'm always sick mentally, just physically. Okay, but once you clean up, all you have to do is wait for the pie to be done. And then you've got pie. If you want, you can put a little sugar on top of your pie, or a little cinnamon, or egg wash. Do whatever you want. I personally don't think we have the kind of sprinkles I am looking for. So, I don't know why I'm even looking. I like to put the little sugar crystals as sprinkles, because I don't like normal sprinkles. They're chalky and gross, but that's just my opinion. Which is funny, because my name is Cupcake. I don't like sprinkles. Anyways, I'm gonna put my shirt back on. I feel weird walking around now, no shirt on. But I suppose I'm not going to keep you around while I'm waiting for my oven to preheat. So this has been Making a Pie with Cupcake. I hope you appreciated this. I hope you like it. I hope you made a pie with me. If you did, I would love to see a picture of it. If you didn't, that's cool. Just listen to my voice for like an hour. Anyways, I hope you have a wonderful day, night, evening, afternoon, millennium, year, century, decade. Whatever. Have a wonderful life, and I will see you all if I ever make anything ever again. Because it's questionable. Anyways, bye-bye, guys.